You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 879, hour 2. And we'll open this hour with music inspired by both Western and Indonesian sources. A new release from New World Records is a collaboration between Wayne Vitale and his junior partner, 29-year-old Brian Bambush. This is a piece called Microcosmo, completed in 2015. It described as an exploration in sound and light of the microcosms of Bali Hindu cosmology, where the universe is reflected and recreated in all its parts. And if I go further than that, we go into the weeds with Indonesian cosmology and Balinese music. So we'll proceed with the program, which will be the first three selections of Microcosmo, which is 11 parts for specific reasons. Microcosmo will hear 1, 2, and 3, which are called feet. Selonding, which is a kind of Indonesian tuning, and the last, pomp. And we'll follow this, which will run 15 minutes, and we'll follow this with another 5-minute piece by the composer and pianist Sasha Pellegrini, music for vibraphone, or I should say not vibraphone, but marimba and piano, called Musica Ficta, from CD Open Space 35. Sasha Pellegrini plays music by Benjamin Boritz, Craig Pepples, and Sasha Pellegrini himself. We start with Wayne Vitale and Brian Bambush from Microcosmo. This is performed at the University of Washington, Seattle, by the Lightbulb Ensemble, based at the University of Washington. This is Microcosmo 1, 2, and 3. Sasha Pellegrini, that was called Musica Ficta for marimba and piano. Music included on Open Space 35. Sasha Pellegrini plays music by Benjamin Boritz, Craig Pepples, and himself, Sasha Pellegrini. Before Sasha Pellegrini and Musica Ficta, we heard from Wayne Vitali and Brian Bombush a piece called Microcosmo, which is in 11 parts, and we heard the first three parts. Total runs 52 minutes, so we'll hear the subsequent parts in the coming weeks. This is music in a Balinese gamelan style with some Western influence. The first was Feet, the second was Surrounding, and the third was Pomp. Wayne Vitali and Brian Baumbusch recorded at the University of California, Santa Cruz, May 2016. We'll continue with music from Frank Zappa next, and from the Japanese composer Toru Takemitsu. From Frank Zappa, we'll hear The Girl in the Magnesium Dress, and this comes from the Yellow Shark album, which was the final album released by Frank Zappa during his lifetime, in released in the fall of 1993. This was from a series of concerts he did in Germany with Ensemble Moderne and conducted by Peter Rundle. Following The Girl in the Magnesium Dress, we'll hear from the trio Hat Trick, which is based at Brigham Young University. April Clayton on flute, David Wallace on viola, and Christy Shade on harp. We'll hear the first of our two Toru Takemitsu compositions, and then I Knew It Was Wind, a 1992 composition, the longest one in the set, running over 12 minutes. We will end with Toru Takemitsu again, and a piece called Cape Cod from the suite I Hear the Water Dreaming. See, a 1987 composition. This is performed by the BBC Symphony Orchestra with wooden flute by Patrick Galois. We start with Frank Zappa. This is The Girl in the Magnesium Dress, performed by Ensemble Moderne, conducted by Peter Rundle. Thank you. Toru Takemitsu. That was a piece called Cape Cod from his 1987 suite I Hear the Water Dreaming. That's performed by Patrick Galwa on wooden flute and the BBC Symphony Orchestra, a Deutsche Grammophon release. Before that second Toru Takemitsu, we heard our first Toru Takemitsu and a piece called And Then I Knew Twas Wind, 1992 composition. That's performed by Hat Trick from their CD Garden of Joys and Sorrow on Bridge Records. And before Hat Trick, we heard from Frank Zappa, The Girl in the Magnesium Dress from The Yellow Shark, Frank Zappa and Ensemble Moderne. We'll wind down the hour with music from Marie Kimura. We've been showcasing this release on Innova Recordings over the past few weeks. We'll hear a piece called Kazi, or The Wind, which is the final track on the CD. And we'll hear a couple of short selections from Todd Dockstader from the archives on Starkland Records. Music from 2007 and 2008 mostly, and the first one we'll hear is called Whisper Smoothed, electronic music from Todd Dockstader. First, this is music for violin and motion sensor to accompany the violin, something developed by Marie Kimura herself. This is called Kazi, The Wind, from the CD Voyage Apollonian.
Thank you. 風は嵐。Thank you.